Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
All right, this is, I saw this on the internet. That was the cold open of sorts. Random podcasts full of stories and sometimes not at all. Some stories, some days we just talk about Keisha not moving to Atlanta. That was the last time that she was here. Today's guest, Rob Hayes, Keisha E., hey. Ronnie Jordan. We talk about random stories. Today, you've been sending them all. And you can submit stories that are old to internet@kevonstage.com. Put the link in there though, because if the link ain't in there, I delete the email. Just if the link's there, I'll check it out. But if it's not, if it's your music, I can tell the difference. YouTube.
if it's your aunt's music, NY Post. Stop sending your aunt.
You have to be really creative and have the bit.ly look like a New York Post article, and I'm still gonna be like clever delete. All right. But today's first story: hospital patient arrested for allegedly switching off neighbor's noisy oxygen machine.
Who got all this shit going in here?
A hospital patient has been arrested after she allegedly twice switched off the oxygen equipment on which a fellow patient depended on because it was too noisy, German authorities said. The public prosecutor's office in the southwest German city of Mannheim obtained a warrant for the 72-year-old woman's arrest. She was brought before the magistrate investigating judge of Mannheim local court on Wednesday. She was later admitted to a correctional facility. The Mannheim police said in a statement, she turned it off. I'm trying to see what happened. Although the suspect was informed by hospital staff that oxygen supply was a vital measure, she allegedly turned off the device she turned off at 8 after feeling disturbed, and then they told her it was a vital measure, and she came back and turned it off at 9. The 79-year-old woman had to be resuscitated.
That's not funny.
What if it's that's not cool,
it?
Man.
I'm mad that you can unplug my breathing shit that easy, bro. Cool. Like, ain't no lockbox on the court on the thing. Why is it so easy to kill me? I don't like it.
But could you imagine being 79 with a roommate? It's like, why do they put two people in the same room anyway?
That's the first thing I
God
of.
Damn, she got visitors. Everybody coming to see Betty. What the fuck?
It's basically like, who want to go to heaven first? Do you want to go to heaven tonight?
The thing about it is the visual of her laying in the bed trying to go to sleep and she just hear boo.
Oh my God.
She's just like, man, I really, like, you don't immediately go there. You have to be driven to that point.
You just sang a couple songs. She done swag surfed a little bit.
Some of these hospitals need new equipment.
She in the bed. Beatboxing.
Some of these hospitals got noisy equipment.
They do.
They do.
And, you know, like, they send people $1 million bills, and people laugh. I ain't paying for that. And then that's what happens.
But this could have been avoided with a pair of headphones.
Right. But she ain't got her noise canceling.
She ain't got it.
She didn't pack a hospital bag.
She got three walls like Rob had. Mm-hmm. And this machine is going up all goddamn night.
Listen.
My pain medication in war. My IV is empty. This bitch, we're going to have to do something.
And the thing is,
this Medicaid.
People's fire, what's that thing called? Fire detector beep in their videos bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, take it out. You don't hear that?
Yeah.
That was happening in her room.
Yeah.
She's just boop.
Boop.
Please, Lord.
It's her time.
The wild
killer. She said, I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her.
No, oxygen the might have, like, they gears told her to stop and fans and stuff. She did it an hour later.
That's the worst shit.
Yeah. Like, I can't take this shit.
Hey, man, don't unplug this shit. All right. I ain't gonna do it. All right. Okay, cool. I know what I did. It was wrong. You know, you ain't got to move me.
Oh, that was that? Oh, I didn't even realize.
Bro, why don't you move the person trying to unplug me? First of all, man.
I'm trying to plug my jitterbug in. I ain't even know.
Hey, man, charge my phone.
I'm in there cussing them out. Why y'all ain't move my grandma, bro? The lady did it one time. Like, move the lady from my grandma.
Oh, my God.
If there was Medicaid hospital, they would have just rolled her bed in the hallway. Bitch, you don't want no beeping? How about fluorescent light? Bam, there you go. Take that with you.
That is kind of like an inconvenience, though. Like, why, if I'm not on oxygen, why do I have to? Yeah. Why you pair me with her? Put me
why
with somebody that got the same thing
section.
I got.
Yeah. I can breathe. I can open a window.
Put me in the same.
I got motor skills. I'm out here unplugging stuff. Put me with the people that can get around.
Out the bed and go around the sheet to her side.
I don't work for her. I'm not her helper. Here. Y'all don't ask me to turn the machine down.
I don't belong here.
Hey, turn the oxygen down to 30. Y'all done have me hit the dials and stuff. I thought I could turn it off.
You know what's funny is if, like, she probably pulled that plug so hard. Like, if you're frustrated, you're not gently pulling it. No. She yanked that out of that lady and then heard her struggling. It was like,
and slept peacefully. Yeah. But this is the thing, too. It's like
not
the oxygen.
Turn it off, unplug, let the little spark fly and stuff.
But the oxygen machine, the sound of that bothered you. But not the sound of this lady dying. You slept
the first
peacefully.
Part, she probably unplugged it and started singing a song.
You
and
slept
shit.
Very peacefully.
Kept making noise. I'm in a big mood. Nigga, what? Shut up. Now you gotta shut up.
She plugged it like she was unplugging the iron. Like,
Lord.
She don't even go to thing. You, boo. Now you hear. Now this I can deal
she
with.
She probably let her get a couple more.
But
little,
I want to see her before, like, as it was beeping,
breath.
Just facing
take
her bed,
breath.
Like, looking at, I ought to unplug that shit. I ought to do it. I'll do it. Well, how
because also you, had to, you had to know which, I'm sure it was a lot of cords. If she's on oxygen machine, she got a lot of stuff hooked up.
Well,
to
sat,
know that you can just do
she
it.
She sat
like,
there and watched the path
she
of the machine to
she
the cord.
Like,
they were like, hold on. She said, that blue one, that's the cord, right? Let me see where it go in there.
Because it is a lot of cords over there.
Yeah.
She Googled it.
I'm mad you got my grandma plugged up with a power strip from Walmart and this lady unplugged my grandma's surge protector. She just hit the little red button. Click.
You imagine?
Shut your whole shit down.
You imagine, Ronnie? They call you to the hospital because your grandma like, what happened? What happened? This nigga over here unplugged.
See that surge protector? Nigga was moving the chair. And that bitch kicked out the wall. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all gotta do better than this with our elders. Y'all gotta protect our grandmamas.
It's not funny.
My grandma got like fell out the bed like in the hospital. They was like, she fell, bro. We were like, nigga, where was you at?
Duh.
She was on the ground, like, dog.
Stuff shouldn't be funny, but
it is. Mm-hmm. Like, real life is funny.
We were at my brother's funeral, right? This is not funny, but I did laugh post. They all his kids is there and his wife. We all sad. They like leaning on the casket. Daddy gone. They pushing it. And the thing is like, I'm like, hey, I know we sad. You keep
back
this,
up,
like,
bro.
Like, it's going to be worse if you knock him down.
And if they try
me
the for another
one. The shoe comes off, it's going to be worse. Y'all going to have to grieve standing up. They're like, bruh. Daddy, no. I'm like, hey, it's like 12 of y'all up here. This casket ain't meant to be. Y'all holding it. Y'all pushing it at different parts of the thing.
If I'm at a funeral and they tip the casket over, I am not
holding. It's over, Ronnie.
It's
over with.
Put a disclaimer in the will. Like, hey,
there was so much funny stuff happening.
If the casket fall, hey,
we gonna laugh.
This is an addendum to all this.
My brother's kids were they were mad because we had a gospel playlist on ahead of the funeral, and it was loud. And it was loud. Because Marvin sat with, never would have made it. He felt like he was there. They like, yo, turn this off in the church. I said, y'all asking people at church to turn off gospel music. What do you want to play? Little Baby. We can't. Because most of them live in Atlanta. Play Little Baby. Dad wouldn't even like that. In this setting, he would understand why you're playing Marvin Sapp.
I mean, never would have made it. That's an odd choice. Like, don't
that's
don't
why
play
I was,
that.
They weren't wrong. Because I wasn't like, also, to their point, he didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
Why did Marvin is really talking about the situation. Yeah. Like, choose another. Like, we fall down, but we get up, but we don't. But, like, there's a lot of songs out of context. Yeah. They're not funeral playlists.
Marvin really ain't the funeral guy.
Can we do all the inappropriate gospel songs for funerals, please?
I text Kev. I was genuinely concerned. Kev had been on my heart.
I won't complain.
And I reached out to Kev.
I've had some good days. I've had some years to fly.
What happened, Keisha? I don't remember what this was.
I reached out to Kev after his brother passed, y'all. It was on my heart. I was really, like, praying for him, thinking about Kev, and I sent him this very kind of lengthy, it wasn't too long, but heartfelt message, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then his wife threw the phone at
Kev,
you gotta watch two episodes to get that joke.
I was like, if there's anything you need, like even just I can come around and help at the studio, like I, you know, whatever. And Kev was like, you know what would really help me, Keisha, to feel better about my brother's death. And I was like, anything, Kev, name it. He was like, if you just put your arm down in your pictures. And I was like, nigga, what?
Put the knee down.
I am over here like.
Put your arm down in your pictures.
Because Keisha's always got her elbow up and her knee bent. Just stand straight up. No, that would really help me breathe. Stand up straight on the beach.
I see Kev. Kev is in a tub like Russell Simmons. You know what would help me, Keisha?
I'm like, you name it, Kev. I got you.
You know, it's a funny thing. You asked me what I would like you to change.
Put your arm down.
It's bothering me so much. Me and my wife collectively have decided that you should put your arm down. Like you,
they bamboozled me on explaining.
The best part of that,
you be drum major, you full drum major every picture.
I had no. First Ronnie. Of all, they told me the concept of the show.
You
was I the first like person? This? I think I was
the
first,
very first
person. They
They're
me,
the reason we thought of the show.
We're gonna pull old pictures. If you're gonna pull pictures off your Instagram, you have to explain it. I'm like, okay, cool, right? I'm kind of already looking through my Instagram to see what's all. This is probably the worst they can get. I'm prepared. I come in there and they hit me with the back to. I was like. I literally had no clue I did
like
that.
40
I was like,
pictures, Ronnie.
The crazy part is I had just took a selfie as I was pulling up.
You know you had gunpoint every picture.
Put the knee up right now.
I didn't even know.
Put the knee up and the elbow.
I had no idea.
All over this country, gallivanting, taking the same picture. And in the beach, I get it. Like, she was in bowling alleys doing that. She was in the car. It's hilarious that you had a hot one, a fresh selfie.
I literally just pulled up to the studio. I was like, oh, look at
you.
She had
a brand new one.
She had a fresh one today.
I was like, I guess I ain't going to post this right now. Guess I can't post it, but I'll keep that one till later. I was bamboozled. I said, this is not what I was brought here for.
Why are your pictures like you're on a float in the water?
And I feel attacked.
She didn't listen. Hit it with that flex. A simple thing. She didn't listen.
I gave you like a week.
Oh,
okay,
my
like
God.
A week and a half.
So funny.
And I was on vacation at the time. I waited. I had some.
Well, imagine that was my breaking point. They're like, you know, Kev's in the mental hospital. What happened? His brother passed? No, he was cool after that.
Check his phone.
But Keisha, just he asked her one thing to do.
He
DM'd
me like,
it.
Wow.
She couldn't do it. And
when he texts back, I was like, damn, I thought he was going to say bring some chicken over to the kids or something. I'm like,
I'm in Arkham Asylum because Keisha could like, put your arm down.
Put your
arm down.
I thought I was going to come PA around the studio or something. Like, I didn't know this is what it was.
You put your arm and your knee down, please. Thank you so much. That would suffice.
This. Want to take a quick break from the show to let you know this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, it's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about your own self. What do you need from yourself? When we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin. And burned out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Listen, therapy has helped me to do just that. I give a lot as a husband, a father, a friend, a brother, an employer, a son, a grandson. There's a lot of people that I got to help financially, emotionally, physically, and sometimes I got nothing left for old Kev. And you cannot give from a place of emptiness. So therapy has helped me to prioritize my own self. And that means sometimes I just got to do the proper things, make sure I'm still good. And that's all we're trying to tell you to do with BetterHelp. Listen, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. All right? Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. Once again, that's BETTERHELP.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. And now back to the show.
Would pleasure me. This would please the king.
Oh, my God.
Would
jump
down.
Can you hand me that paper towel, Kim?
Oh, my God.
I'm hot in here, bro.
Wow. You guys are right. Silly in the comments.
They go crazy in the Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon, bro. Y'all don't understand. Y'all be allowed.
It feels like a secret club I'm in right now.
It's very
like,
public.
That's what's up. But still, they pay.
They supporting, bro.
Shout out to everybody who just bought some stuff off my website. Y'all is running it up on officialblessedaf.com. I appreciate it, man.
And I appreciate y'all, man, because we got two seats when we get Ronnie in. So
he came out. Let me tell y'all the pre-warning. This is how Kev ain't shit. He said, hey, man, we got new chairs in there. I don't know if they're going to.
That's not what I said.
With your body.
We was buying new podcast chairs. Cam can tell you, we go through chairs.
I didn't realize that.
Them little office chairs.
This is the third set of chairs.
This is big comedians. We got a lot of 200 and over. So these chairs be like, again, daddy issues.
This chair right here gonna have to go get some therapy right here. This chair like, dude.
So when they were showing me the chairs, I was like, will Ronnie Jordan be able
to
sit?
If it's hipless, I'm with it. If they got the hip guards, I'm kind of
guards.
they got to squeeze shimmy in the chair. That ain't the move.
You gotta pick it up your side and put it.
Yeah,
on
you
the
got
arm.
The boneless high top chairs. I appreciate it. This is dope.
The boneless.
All right. Next story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Great scam. Ex-EPA advisor admits to fraud. CIA claim 13 years of lies. Let me just read it to you because you won't understand it. But this is the greatest thing ever. A former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency advisor pleaded guilty on Friday. I'm sorry. Is that correct?
Yeah, pleaded guilty.
Pleaded.
Mm-hmm. Pleaded.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say pled?
You can say pled.
Pled guilty?
They both sound.
So either word. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Pleaded guilty on Friday to cheating the government out of $886,000 over 13 years of telling lies, including claims he had malaria and that he was working on a CIA project.
He just winning.
John Bill, 64, of New York, had skipped work for a total of 2.5 years while claiming to be working on a project for the CIA and other jobs.
I can't believe it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What did he work?
The District of Teddy.
District of Columbia, U.S. Attorney's Office and the EPA Inspector General said in a statement, the top EPA administrator said he also falsely claimed to have malaria to get a parking space worth $200 a month.
Man.
He was reimbursed $57,000 for 5 trips to California for a research project that was never completed.
Okay.
Wow. He worked at the EPA since 1989 and was given a 3-year 25% bonus to stay with the EPA. That instead lasted 13 years. So basically, he told his EPA job, listen, man, I'm on a top secret
what
thing.
Is the what is
the
EPA? What is that? Is that
Environmental
Protection Agency?
Okay. Bro,
they
know
smog and all that stuff. So he's like, listen, come here.
Close the door.
Hey, don't
my
tell
thing
nobody.
Is he got a parking
right?
space for malaria. Nigga, you don't need to come in if you have malaria.
He's like, yo, cross your fingers. Promise to God you won't say nothing.
He's Teddy.
You said it's a malaria party.
So nobody
okay.
checked. Nobody
reserved
was like,
for how malaria. Much is
it? Cam could just come in and be like, hey, Cam, I can't edit no more because the government pulled me. I'm working on this special.
Man, that's funny.
What?
But then did that for 13 years.
Who's
that's
driving
wild.
With malaria?
The fact that nobody, right.
Who's got
that's
malaria?
My uncle,
I still got to drive, though. You
I
know.
Got an uncle who did that before. He had a side chick and a side baby, but he used to dip all the time. He told her he was a secret agent, but he's like 5'3".
Tom Cruise 5'3"? He was doing everything for MI6.
All you gotta do is catch them calling the CIA to check one time, and then you good. You just hang up the phone like, whoa. Hey, this is top secret.
She like, oh,
okay, you do this. They might start coming after you.
Dog. No. So
imagine
the funniest
thing. Oh, my God. Girl, you know Jess is still.
undercover with the, you know, I can't say
Jesse with his wife.
So the funniest part is around 2011, he, his manager, he fake retired as well. His EPA manager believed Bill had retired as he did not see him at the EPA offices again. The manager discovered in 2012 that Bill was still getting a paycheck.
But this was like, how stopped is he
coming
getting
to work.
Paid?
He stopped coming to work and they paid him?
Man. He stopped coming to work.
How you the manager don't know?
He told every person what they needed to hear. He told the payroll person, I'm working for the CIA. He told the boss, I'm retired.
Do EPA agents typically work for the CIA? Hey, like, man. What is
he a double agent. Basically,
yeah. Where there's no background check.
The ops
there's
don't
no...
recycle, right? So all that trash is all kind of evidence. That's why he had to get with the EPA, see
okay.
where the recycling's right. going, you know what I'm saying? And then that way he could track down the terrorists.
This environmental terrorism is legit.
Yeah.
It's completely possible. Not very plausible. But it's possible.
But he's the like, government trying to tell me they can't clean up the homeless population
they,
in
listen,
L.A.
Keisha,
y'all paying.
That's not
because
his,
they
that's
paid
not
that man $886,000. He
that
owed $886,000 and then another $500,000 in fees for the lie.
Privilege caught up with him, boy. Damn.
He
How
never going to pay that
say,
money.
I bet you he got caught because of the parking space.
For
I think
sure.
he would have got away yeah. with it. But if somebody was like, nah, you ain't going to be retired and be parking in the
malaria
section.
In L.A., for sure.
1,000%.
With malaria.
And why is it the malaria section?
Listen, you could work with the CIA. You could keep the check. I don't care about none of that.
I don't care. Get it how you live.
Get it.
But you ain't about to park in the malaria section.
Oh,
not
God.
On my watch.
That's where I draw the line.
I'm talk to everybody. I'm blow up your whole operation.
Because if we don't have order, we don't have nothing.
I'm tired of walking all the way from the back of the parking lot because Mr. Malaria over here and I ain't seen one mosquito.
I can't even come to work with COVID, but he...
Malaria is such
malaria
a serious thing.
That's like, yeah.
He wasn't trying to pay the two. He's like, you know, I got that malaria.
On the mission when I went, you know.
Put me right
undercover.
He probably came in after
y'all
8 years
of not working. Yeah.
He parked there once. It was like, I'm telling on him. I know he,
I'm sick of
it's
this
like, you retired. We might as well just.
You know, it was
he probably
black,
moved.
It was
probably
a black
like,
lady. I was like, hell no. Nah. She saw her check. It was wrong. Okay. Guess what? Guess who don't be here ever?
Hey, I came here to
just
change
guess.
My address.
Guess who's not retired? Yes, take guess. Hello? Hello? Authorities, yes.
Authorities?
Somebody's stealing money because it ain't me. And they won't give me no raise, but guess who don't even be here? Bye.
Authorities?
Bye.
Bye. I'm out. I'm taking an extra long lunch.
Oh, gosh.
I'm finna lunch.
Imagine the phone is saying authorities.
Hello, authorities?
Listen, let me tell you what. Who you know who had malaria?
Oh my God.
Think about it. Anybody you know had malaria?
What the mosquito got that
that's
much
just gonna show how dumb
so
our government is.
The mosquito made it from overseas to here. Okay, got it.
Our government, listen, one of the things that, to your point, I used to think it all day. We used to be pitching for like brand deals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be so scared. Oh my God, we're gonna pitch, you know, Amazon Studios or this. And I'm like, it's just somebody our age that works over there. They are not special, smart, super soldiers.
Right.
They just at their job.
Right.
The government ain't nothing but the best people who skirt the rules.
Right.
Working down at the government office. They not special or smarter than
they
you
going,
are.
They going to see Lil Baby this weekend?
They going to same concert.
They going to see Future when he pulls up. I don't know what you're talking about. They finna go see March Madness just like you are.
Working that good government job. Like
yeah.
My brother worked at
that's,
the state.
That's real.
That was the best job in Tacoma. He running food stamp scam.
Oh, I'm proud of him.
The best. He was
I
keep,
anybody I used to work for Kwame. That was the best job I ever had. I will say that.
You work for Kwame Kilpatrick?
Kwame. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kwame. He was
there.
When I first started going to Detroit,
man. His daddy and my daddy were in the, they call it the Shrine of the Black Madonna. It's kind of like the Detroit Black Panthers.
Got it. You said, what you were talking fast. What did you say?
I was saying his dad and my
dad
were captains.
The triangle.
The Shrine of the Black Madonna.
Oh, it's called the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
Oh, Shrine of the Black Madonna. Okay.
And then my uncle and him are like, so that was the best job I ever had.
Bro, Kwame Kilpatrick.
I wouldn't know. My daddy was like, listen, ain't no, you know, I don't know papers. No paper. There's no paperwork. Like,
for
whatsoever.
Real?
I used to go to Motor City Casino to get my.
That's a great, they have great hotel rooms there.
I used to go get my check. I used to go get paid. I was like, so how much I make? He was like, just whenever that run out. I said, my nigga, I'm going to Somerset.
Whenever
today.
They run out.
That can run out tonight. What do you mean?
Whenever like, it runs
whenever
out.
Whenever it run out.
That was the best job
off
I ever had.
Off the books
had.
When you a teen is great.
Chicken it's fantastic. And waffles from New Center Eateries.
What?
Man, that was the best job.
So you just used to bring them food while they was in the streets?
No, he brought us food. He brought us chicken and waffles from the New Center Eateries because we was like downtown by this little chicken and waffle spot. That was the best job I ever had. Couldn't tell you what I did, but pay was great.
This is how I knew they was going to get him out of here. When I used to go to Detroit, he had a billboard. Kwame Kilpatrick had a billboard. Big ass diamond earring in his ear. I said, y'all.
Now listen.
My first joke used to be, when y'all Mayor album coming out? Because that motherfucker look like it's going to be hard as hell.
We had the Super Bowl in Detroit when they robbed Mike Tyson that year.
Detroit like that.
Time.
Dang. Yeah.
Listen.
Pre-hangover?
Okay, nothing about you being Mike Tyson,
they
my
robbed
nigga.
Mike Tyson?
Did you check in? Did you get a pass?
That was the first.
Who has to check
in? They robbed Mike Tyson. Everybody. You got to check in when you get to the city.
When I go to my show, do I have to check in?
You might need to. You need me to call my family and come out.
Hello, authority?
Authority?
I need to check in for
they
Detroit.
They robbed Mike Tyson that year. So we went. It was all these parties, right? So Diddy had a party at, I think it was Elysium, was it called? The tickets was $300, right? So everybody was like, we ain't going. So me and my one friend was like, we going to go. So we bought the $300 tickets. We get there. The line is crazy. They ain't let nobody in. So we just chilling. So the security guard noticed that we ain't tripping. So he was like, you know what? Y'all, come on. So we go in. They never checked our tickets. So he was like, we calling Ticketmaster tomorrow. We didn't get in. Get our
hilarious.
Refund. So then we get in. We bought like a VIP ticket, but we get upstairs. It's another whole VIP section, like where Diddy and everybody is at or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get up there. We like, yo, this ain't even. We thought we was paying for like the actual. This is damn near general population. We just upstairs. So we figuring out, like, how am I going to get over there? And my homegirl was like, oh, there go your boy. So I'm thinking it's one of the homies, you know, somebody. I'm like, who? And I turned and looked. It was Kwame. I'm like, oh, shit. Kwame, he like, what y'all doing? Come on. Like, Kwame. Man, we had a time.
This the mayor.
Then we called Ticketmaster the next day. Like, we couldn't get in. They wouldn't let nobody else in. They refunded our
$300. What y'all doing over there?
Man, listen. But Kwame was a good mayor.
That's the movie
every black person.
Kwame, no, he really was bringing stuff to the city. I mean, he was doing what every other mayor do. They was just on him because he was young. So they knew, you know, you had to be a little... And really, he got caught up on some personal stuff. Like, okay, he had a
what
side chick.
What they get him for?
The hoes.
How he ended up getting caught.
The girls. The women.
Yeah.
The phone. Dang, he only 52. The lies.
Yeah, Kwame was a good mayor.
I saw him
man.
At Uptown.
He in jail still?
No, he out. He out now.
He got, but then he got out, and then he put him back in jail for something. I was in Uptown one day, and he was standing around. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, yeah, man, I just got out. This motherfucker was at the comedy club. Like,
Kwame, he cool. Always he was doing good things for the city, though. He was bringing a lot. To the city, for real.
He brought the Super Bowl. But,
that's hilarious. Yeah. Your mayor being like, what y'all doing over there?
He's like, what you doing? Man, come on.
They in the administration. Let them through.
That's the movie.
I mean, really?
Right.
Really?
Y'all didn't buy no tickets.
Y'all didn't buy no tickets, did y'all?
Listen, that was the best job. Ever. I was mad y'all got him out of office like that.
Pick your check is
crazy.
Yeah, I went to the three-card purple
table.
You can't
let me pick my check. That's great.
He's like, let me somebody at three-card purple table.
Some people are smart in the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right. Certain there are. But everybody, it's just relative. It ain't the collection of the smartest of the smarts. People in the Patreon's like, I work for the government. I'm smart. I ain't saying you was dumb.
You're absolutely smart.
Right. I'm just saying, like,
my cousin, a judge,
you are
right?
Off task
when
right
I went
now,
home.
Right. The whole point, you work for the government, you watch this live.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the thing. People think that if you got a good job, you don't have no time to waste.
Oh,
the best,
yeah.
The no. More high up you have, the best job, the less actual work you have to
black
do.
Black women have learned how to watch a series with only captions. You done read the whole BML.
My cousin's a judge, right? We was at the crib kicking it when I was just home. We was up late. She like, I'm probably just coming in late tomorrow. Then my friend was like, so niggas is coming to your courtroom to get a rain, and you just gonna get there when you get there? It's the weekend. I mean, they ain't gonna be able to get out till Monday. Cause you
it is what it is, baby.
When I tell you my best job paying was Boeing, least amount of work done. Mm-hmm. I was watching free movies on YouTube. I was like, I'm going
to
watch Paid in Full today.
You work hard to get to the level.
To close
like,
your office door.
I ain't gonna
or work
do
remote.
Man, come on now.
So I know y'all with them good jobs right now, Patreon. Y'all like, I put this on my Patreon. I put the schedule out this week. They was like, oh, let me set my calendar around this. It's like, you're unavailable all day Thursday. What you got? I've got plenty of things. I'm just going to be tied up from now 12 to 6. Don't even come in here. I'm just swamped.
They
in there with the headphones on like, Ronnie Jordan, Keisha, and Rob, boy.
Laughs.
Cracking up. Right? Like,
shout to everybody
about?
In my DM saying they watching, too. I didn't care, man. You got a long reach, brother.
About to go unplug
like,
their Wi-Fi.
I like you on this show.
We need to get Keisha a man.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, send y'all nephews. That's next.
Where did that come from?
We got Ronnie some merch. That's what you want to keep.
Send some nephews.
You know, so while people in the comments be, I was looking at something a while back, like, that's why she ain't got no man. I'm like, I got a whole nigga at home putting me a brisket in the crock pot. What is you talking about? Like, y'all don't even know.
Putting me a brisket in the crock pot.
You do?
Yeah, it used to be legal. Pork loins. Like,
you gotta
put a pork loin in the crock pot for you before I leave. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
You
dating
the barbecue man?
I good. That's when I gained 15 pounds. Like, okay, wait a minute.
I got a brisket in the crock pot right now.
Okay,
cooking, like,
how long
okay.
you been with your fella?
This is off camera. What's up?
Hey. You said ain't nobody got to know everything?
Yeah.
Come on. Kwame ain't even talking about
you
me like
you
that.
Moved, you see, you did the right thing. You didn't come to Atlanta. And you got some brisket.
I got you.
Y'all owe me a plate. Fuck that. What my brisket? Bring my shit up here, bro.
You ain't come to Atlanta.
Hey,
you got a brisket.
Hey, Keisha Bay, I know you watching. Wrap it up. Bring it up here. You know
oh,
shit.
Y'all are stupid.
All right, let's end the episode
wild.
With the random question generator. I think we start with Ronnie this time. Today's random question, if you were required to have a job of some type, but you didn't need the money from it to survive, what job would you choose? This is a regular job, not the type of jobs we do.
If you're required to have a job, but you didn't need the money from it.
But you didn't need the money, but you just got to go up in there from 9 to 5, what job would you choose? Can't be comedy or podcast, and them is not real in this sense. 9 to 5, Ronnie Jordan.
I can't own the studio?
Nope. that's your job now. Regular 9 to 5, W-2. You got to ask for time off. PTO.
I probably would be like a one of them Benihana dudes out there flipping the shit.
Would you really?
Yeah, that shit, it's still like the stage.
They don't have new stuff, though. That's
yeah,
my
but I'm saying I would be doing different shit. I'd be doing like collard greens and shit out there. It'll be if
you meant different tricks. You meant different foods on the grill.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring a whole new wave to the whole hibachi game. We're going to go hibachi soul food infusion. And I'm gonna be on Good Morning America immediately. It's gonna
been updated.
Yeah,
there's other stuff you can cook on the hibachi.
They have
I just want to see a dude scramble
the
egg.
They have
on
a Mexican
there.
One.
They have a Mexican one in the valley.
But
there's
I'm gonna
do the show.
Waffle House is a hibachi. Also, Rob, we could do the new first hibachi Waffle Houses where the Waffle House cook is facing you.
Okay.
And now all y'all right. sitting around them. We got the
Waffle
new
house
club.
Now
Waffle
they
got
to be face worthy, though.
Yeah.
Some of them you don't want them to turn around.
We got
to
have that. But we're going to have black bottle girls doing it.
Yeah.
Now you just made them bottle girls. They're now going to have BBLs.
Waffle House is a hibachi is hilarious.
Waffle House is a hibachi.
It's a hibachi.
That's not like a country song, though.
Yeah.
Waffle House is a hibachi.
Put that
it's
in the
jukebox.
Put that on touch tone.
It's the same thing.
No. Throwing some hash browns in your mouth to catch.
Yeah.
Why?
A mound of grits and then they light it on fire and got the little.
I ruin every hibachi I go to because I'm allergic to shrimp and then he got to do like my old section where it can't have no shrimp. And all the tricks and shit happened over here, he's like, chicken.
Yeah.
You can't throw the chicken either.
He done volcanoes and shit with onions over there.
He just cooks your food.
He flipping shrimp in everybody's mouth. I'm like, man. I don't like hot stuff in my mouth anyway.
Why is that not man? I didn't know that wasn't manly until
no.
I saw it on social media.
No.
Well, they was squirting like
a man flipping a shrimp into your mouth?
They was squirting like garlic butter in
Why
mouth.
Is that not manly?
A man shooting a shrimp into your mouth.
Oh, now you
Do
said
I need
shooting.
To explain
First
any
flipping it.
Flipping.
Now he's shooting it into your mouth.
I don't think
mouth.
A man's supposed to catch anything
a
from another dude in their mouth.
A
I don't
shrimp
know that.
Into your mouth.
If y'all were seals, you would want to be with the seal that can catch the fish. You wouldn't want to be with the seal that the fishes fly off the
seals.
Side of their mouth and slide down. That's not
You'd
cool.
You'd be one skinny seal every time I pause. Yo, I don't do that shit, son. Don't give me. Yo, don't spit your fish at me, B. I do my own shit.
So if you had a 6'5 dude, electrical dude, he does everything, money, brisket.
Make it brisket.
But he catches shrimp in his mouth. You're out.
I'm out.
That's a red flag?
For catching shrimp?
I'm out.
Why?
What else you catching?
But what if when he catch it, like, he bite down, it's not like he like, oh, it's hot.
Why you letting a grown man stand in your 6'5" face?
He let his tongue get
I'm with you.
No.
To reclaim his masculinity.
No.
He
I'm with
go,
you.
Why is it so easy for somebody to get you to open your mouth?
Yeah, now you a bad bitch.
You let this hungry.
You let this stranger get you to open your mouth that easy?
That's a red flag. He's still feeding you. He still cooked the meal.
He's eating a bean.
Red flag.
Red, that's the flag on the play.
For real, yeah. Keisha. Play.
For real.
Because he caught a shrimp.
Dinner is over. Goodbye. Y'all enjoy. You
grabbing your
you
purse?
And Hibachi Man this have a good time. Shrimp.
Girl, Uber. This is her phone, girl. I'm back outside because...
I am outside. Where they at? This man is in here eating shrimp cocktail.
What
men
who didn't catch the shrimp? It'd be all just being raised their hand and shit. All right.
What if he missed it? Did he look
that's scampi. He got garlic butter running down his chin now. What?
And then when you cut back to him.
But he
want to
leave me. But I'm supposed to be submissive and listen.
So you want him to catch it with his hand and then eat it with it?
Is that manly enough?
I want you to have it on, put it on your plate. I want you to be offended that this grown man even attempted to. It better be a fight at the hibachi place because... He even tried you that way.
You don't make it worse when you walking out, he like eating the cherry off the toothpick of the margarita.
You done tied it in a knot. Like, I can't.
Hey, I've ruined a lot of dates getting to Shirley Temple. I did not know people were so anti. That's the best way to do Sprite with the cherry in it.
Don't come on the day ordering no martini.
If it's available. People like, are you serious? You really gonna have a Shirley Temple right now? We having a nice time. I'm like, yo,
Shirley Temple does give chicken tender energy. Like, it's
don't
just, it's like, it's
here.
A chicken,
I didn't know.
A
why
chicken
can't
tender basket.
Yeah.
Talk about I want
love
a dirty
Shirley
martini.
Temple.
Exactly.
You said martini?
Don't order no martini.
You know Shirley Temple is.
You can't have martinis?
No.
No, Shirley Temple
Cam,
is.
Thank you, Cam.
No. I'm shaking my head at you.
You should have you order martinis, Cam?
James Bond.
James Martinis.
James Bond.
You better tell him to put it in the glass.
Martinis are strong as hell, though. It's all vodka.
Problem is, the menu don't tell you what kind
you're
of glass you get.
Martini's coming, martini
so you'll
glasses.
See something, it'll be like, these ingredients are all the things I mess with.
Because martini is strong.
All right, cool. They going to put a little apple slice in there? I eat apples. Martini. And then
you
it comes
you don't tell
in the
what
most...
kind of drink it come in.
A regular James Bond martini is strong and nasty.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me.
Yeah.
They bring it in. It's in a pineapple. I'm like, okay, y'all didn't say it was...
Oh, no, it has like a...
I've ordered a drink and be like, hey, put this in a manly glass. And then when they bring that little
it's
faint,
and then
because
you gotta
skinny
hold it,
stem,
you know, and you gotta.
I'm always for
the Presidente margarita from the Mexican spot with the good burritos.
I'm not
like,
tripping up you having a margarita.
And I do strawberry and with the sugar on the thing, on the rim. Yep. I'll be like,
margarita, a watermelon.
Margarita tastes good with burritos. I'm sorry.
So you just anti Shirley Temple, anti martini.
You definitely can't drink a martini with me. Shirley Temple, they got the little cherry in it, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's just Sprite.
What if he rips the stem out and then just like,
I mean,
he don't take it like this.
In it, does it?
No, don't.
No, it's just
so,
like a
Sprite
ingredient.
Okay,
that's it.
The shrimp in your mouth, flying in your mouth, and the martini, that's, I'm out.
But Shirley Temple's okay.
I mean, if that's
so.
What
if he has this? What if he?
Nah, we're not doing that. That's weird. That's
why he can't enjoy. That's why they had the stem.
Yeah. What if he could tie it into a bow?
If you could tie it into a bow,
imagine what he could do.
That's what I'm saying. Tie it into a bow, but you just shouldn't be tying it.
What if he eats the orange? Like,
I'm not mad at you eating orange like that.
So
you just shouldn't be tying it with cherry. That's just, listen.
It look like balls. You can't have it.
You can't be like, Shirley Temple, I mean, he just don't drink. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that Detroit being so tough.
Shirley Temple, I'm not tripping off of. He don't drink. Shirley Temple has a very soft name. It feels very much like if somebody run up on us right now, I got to protect you if you order the Shirley Temple. But I'm not mad at
it. Okay, what about Roy Rogers?
And you order the Shirley
Roy
Temple.
Roy Rogers just a Shirley Temple in a dark beverage. It's just
but that's
like
what I'm saying.
Coke.
I'm not tripping if you order a Shirley Temple.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what that was
Coke?
Called.
Roy Rogers is just Coke and grenadine.
I've been calling that a Shirley Temple Black.
Why would a black drink?
Because that was her name after she got married, Shirley Temple Black.
Was it really?
Yeah, when she was an ambassador. So I renamed that whole thing, a Roy Rogers.
I call it an Ashley Banks. I don't know why. It's a black child after female.
I never heard of anybody being anti-martini before you, Keisha.
Nah, a grown man don't do martinis.
She gonna be like, a grown man do martinis, then arm up. Boom.
My man don't do nothing to
you. Can he have soup?
Yeah, Yeah.
Can he blow the soup?
Can he eat ice cream cone?
I don't like the way you named it, but yeah.
Can he eat ice cream cone?
What about what?
I don't believe some of the stuff like that. Man can't order dessert. Like that. Some of that is just wild. A grown man throwing anything in your mouth is never.
It's wild. That's wild. That's nuts. That's crazy.
So what about? Okay. What about when the people was going to Salt Bae's restaurant?
And if you letting Salt Bae, the nigga name is Salt Bae, and you let
Salt Bae can't put nothing in nobody's mouth like my table.
You let him doing anything in your.
Hey man, put the salt on my shit like the
What if it's E-40 and he's like, sprinkle me, man. And then Salt Bae hits
him with he can sprinkle it on your steak, but any in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Nah. That's
a
no.
You paying $400 for a prime rib.
That's a no.
And then you get accosted by this Italian white man.
That's a no, nah.
This man from Spain's on.
Nah.
Salt Bae be in there putting meat in everybody's mouth.
Mm-mm.
Yo, why y'all doing it? I just want to walk in the room like, hey, why y'all keep, if y'all keep doing it, you're going to keep doing it.
Mm-mm. All right, Keisha, you're next. If you were required to have a type of job or some type, but you didn't need the money to survive, what would you choose?
I'd probably work at like a water park.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'd have fun. Yeah.
That's a good job.
If you like pink eye.
But most of the time, you got to tell people what to do. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't really need the money, so I get fired. Who cares?
That's cool. I get you. What about
until the
you,
one kid throws up in the pool and then you gotta.
Yep.
Oh, he threw up on his own. Is he drowning?
No,
he's just throwing up. Oh, then cool. I ain't gotta get in there.
What would you work? The wave
only
pool?
Only if I gotta save you.
Somebody
or
the
ride.
Wave pool.
I probably work at like Hurricane Harbor, like one of the.
Hurricane Harbor's a good time.
Something like that. Yeah.
Good time. All right, Rob Hayes.
Okay, do the other people at the job know that I don't need the job?
It's a great clarifying question.
Because I am a little worried about
that is a fantastic
like the dynamic between people who need it and me just like goofing
fucking
around,
right.
You know?
I feel like eventually they going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't really care about getting paid.
Because if I work in like for a greeting card company, but like I don't need it, like I'm going to get real experimental with the cards. Meanwhile, other people are like, yo, I'm trying to nail it. I'm trying to, yo, happy birthday from him is my category this year. Meanwhile, I'm in like, okay, what if we just do something like a Mad Lib and you fill it in with your stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing different, yeah.
They don't know. They think you have the job for real.
Yeah. I might be pretty popular in there, though. At Hallmark?
Also, yeah, never the, thought about
you
somebody
got the
has
whole,
to write, though.
You can come up with the post-abortion cards. Like, sorry you had to have an abortion.
Yeah, I'm pitching
you
stuff like that.
They need cards
like
for...
Like, dang, that's a...
Plan B cards. I hope you took it. Or,
and
I'm
like,
about to get you one of these.
Like, instead of the gift card slot, it got a little pill slot.
That's it right there. Plan B cards.
Just dropping it to her in the mail.
That's it. Yeah. That's what we came here for. We came here to get that $1 million idea.
You had a very specific gift card company.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it very specific gift cards.
Okay.
And people would be like, because that you don't find that in CBS.
I feel like that'll go at Shark Tank. I feel like we'll be at Shark Tank. Like,
you don't find those cards at CBS.
You know the card for the next morning, that little $40 that I said I want to be? It got a little slot. You stick the 40 in there?
A little Uber home card, you put a little Uber gift card in there and just,
that
you know.
You were great. Hey. About to see you soon, hopefully.
That is hilarious.
Don't charge nothing else in this room, right?
And then
my car is still on the room.
Be empty.
That dot, hopefully is... Ellipsis. Hopefully.
You know, God willing. You know
I don't
what
know
mean?
You well enough to know your whole situation.
Oh, my God.
I hope it's well.
Them cars going to be sold out.
What?
You can't even
I thought
you can't get them
company.
Nowhere else. And CBS can never sell those.
No.
Even though they sell the Plan B, they can't sell the car.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B card is very classy.
Yeah.
It's very classy.
Because you got to sit it right by the register. Like, hey, look at here.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they could be right on the phone. That's going to be on. First thing you're going to do, put your phone out. They got Plan B cards.
You could charge double because them companies, Hallmark can never sell that.
No.
Mahogany can never sell that. Mm. CVS, Walgreens, they can't sell that stuff. Yeah, no competition.
Mm.
I think we came up with something.
Let me
That's
see
it.
If the website
is
available.
The patent on Plan B.
Plan B cards, bro.
Nobody even knows me.
Yeah.
I'm behind the IP. I'm hiding the address of who owns it.
That's hard.
God. All
right, Kevin, what would you do? My funnest job was working at a daycare.
Really?
With school age kids. Because school age kids, you don't have diapers, you don't have mistakes, none of that stuff. They are fun at games. They play dodgeball. Actually, take that back. Even funner, I worked at a summer camp. The best. All we got to do is play manhunt, dodgeball. We going swimming.
That's summer
today.
Camp in Tacoma.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, okay. You got to be specific because L.A. is going to be different.
Yeah.
That's a different camp.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to choose a side. That's number one. You can't be coming up here like that.
Tacoma was a very easy summer camp. It was a the only bad thing about it is that job was only 6 weeks long, and summer was 10 weeks long. So I had to get another job working at the fair, and I had two jobs. The first majority of the fair, I had to grill onions all day.
Oh man,
big old buckets of onions.
She loved you, bro.
Bruh. Because I would go by her house after work. A big old thing of butter, cover the grill with that, open a bucket of onions, grill onions, slide them over for the burger person. And then when I was done with that, I had to dip corn dogs. And corn dog batter is very thick.
It's very
so
messy.
Eventually,
it's hard to get off your hands.
It's hard to get. It's you end up you have a corn dog line in your thumb at the end of the day. You don't ever want to eat a burger or a corn dog ever again. And I do that for 3 weeks.
If we go out there and you order those burgers and corn dogs, I'm going to be... That's how petty I think Kevin
Summer Camp would be. I would. All right, this has been I Saw This on the Internet. Ronnie Jordan, Keisha E., Rob Hayes, Kev on Stage. If you have a funny story to submit to us, we sometimes get to them. Email us, internet@kevonstage.com. You get us wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, the rest of them. We'll see you next time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.